It's the end of an era for the Boston University men's hockey team. Jack Parker, the long-revered head coach of the Terriers, is announcing today that he will retire at the end of this season. It's been quite a run for Parker. In 40 years, he's collected 894 wins. That's the most by a coach at a single school, 21 Beanpot championships, and 3 national titles. For 2 generations, Jack Parker has been BU hockey. Only a Game's Doug Trabue has covered Parker's long career, and he joins us now. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Anthony.
So, Doug, you've profiled Parker before. Were you surprised by today's announcement?
Well, I guess, you know, saying you're surprised when somebody retires after 40 years on the job is a little bit off the mark, but there wasn't really any rumbling about it. You know, some word of it started to come out yesterday. So, yeah, I think it is a little bit surprising. It seems strange to picture the program without him.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. And the question, of course, on everyone's mind is why? Why now? He's about to turn 68, right? But why now?
I think that there are a number of factors here. The first one is obviously 40 years on the job. How much more is there left to accomplish when you've done all the things that he's done there? There is the fact that he's 68. It is his birthday. He seems to like these milestones, and he's had a lot of them over the years. He also had the scandal last year where the Boston University Task Force issued a report saying that the program was somewhat out of control, that there was a culture of sexual entitlement among the players. So it would be naive to suggest that maybe that didn't play some role. I don't know if we'll ever know exactly what he was thinking, but that might be part of it. And also the all-time wins record for now seems out of reach. Coach Jerry York from Boston College has it and is still coaching. He would have to retire, and then Parker would have to keep coaching to catch him. So I think there's a number of factors.
All right. Well, it's quite a career. Besides that obvious tally in the wins column, 894 wins, what makes Parker such a special coach? What made him such a successful coach?
I think that his adaptability is really admirable. It's unusual for somebody to stay at the same program for as long as he has and to continue to have success at different points. Their most recent championship is 2009, but he's been on the job since 1973. The sport of college hockey has evolved so dramatically in that time. For a coach to stay relevant, to stay successful, I think that will probably be one of the notable things that's in his biography as a coach.
Back in 2009, you profiled Jack Parker for Only a Game, and here's what he told you then about how he and his assistants recruited players. Let's listen.
Sometimes we pass on a player we think is a real good player, but he might not be, he might be an embarrassment academically. You know, the same thing holds true. Hey, he's a real good player, but there's a little question of him away from the rink, you know, socially. You know, we don't want to get involved with that guy either.
So, of course, you mentioned this, that Parker came under scrutiny last year when a Boston University task force uncovered what it called a culture of sexual entitlement among some hockey players. I'm just wondering how that might have an impact on Parker's legacy.
Well, I think that looking back, it will appear that he may have lost some element of control of the program toward the end here. For a long time, for many years, there was the reputation that Parker was no nonsense and that any sort of off-the-ice problems were dealt with swiftly and dramatically, and if they rose to the level of a criminal action or something that really sort of embarrassed the program, players were often jettisoned from the roster. But this really went beyond that. I mean, you had 2 players charged with sexual assault on campus. I think at the end, in an era, the post-Penn State era, it may look like the program got a little too big for itself and that Parker didn't have the touch with the players that he might have had in his earlier days.
And speaking of the players, any sense about what they're saying about his imminent departure?
Well, as you would imagine, just in the early part of this story, you're starting to hear from players like Mike Arruzzioni, the Olympian who spoke to the Boston Globe, heaping praise on Parker, and we're going to hear a lot of that. I mean, he has 4 decades of players who, you know, learned from him and played under him. And I think he's got no shortage of fans among his former players. So I think we'll hear a lot of praise in addition to questions about that scandal last year.
All right. Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.
That's Doug Trabue of NPR's Only a Game talking about Jack Parker, head coach of the BU hockey team, who's announcing today that he will be stepping down at the end of this season after 40 years. And stay with us. Coming up, an analysis of what ails the world's greatest deliberative body from Angus King, the newly elected independent senator from Maine. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.